What's going on, everyone? Shut a camera. John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. Lots to get to today. Chris, all-star game in the books last night. Good game. Aaron Nola pitched well in his one inning. Now, the double whammy, certainly the big news in Philadelphia sports, the double whammy that is in the process of going down. Manny Machado to the Dodgers, not yet official, but in the process of occurring, likely to be finalized today. And Kawhi Leonard, also not yet finalized, but in the process of going down paperwork into the league office and all that for Kawhi Leonard to be traded from the Spurs to the Raptors. So it's going to be a lot of reaction on not one but two stars off the board. Machado, it looks like, to the Dodgers, Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors, and, of course, the Eagles, 1 week to training camp. Exactly 7 days, probably right at this time. They're probably going to be on the fields. Actually, no, 7 days from now they report. And then 8 days from now I think they actually start the actual practices. So it's all on the table. 888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Richie Rich, what up, bud?
You know, Leonardo da Vinci invented scissors?
No, I did not know that. And I read a Da Vinci book. Now, maybe it was in there and I just forgot it. That dude pretty much did it all.
He did. He incredible. Incredible talent. Left-handed.
Left-handed,
by the
indeed,
way.
Yeah. Let me ask you
so
this.
So is Michelangelo.
What do you left-handed. Think Da Vinci and Michelangelo would have thought of the 76ers? Saying, we're not going all in on Kawhi. And the Phillies saying, we're not going all in on Manny Machado. What would those two gentlemen have said?
Two of the most brilliant men to ever live on the face of the planet would be despondent as Philly fans, like I am. What in the heck is going on here? We had a chance to land, the best players, like top five players in the world at their sports.
Both sports, yeah.
I don't care what it takes. Go get them. You know, like everyone's saying, I don't want to give away too much. You don't want to give away 19-year-old prospects for a guy in Manny Machado who is one of the best baseball players in the world, proven, proof in the pudding, makes our team instantly better, probably secures the notion that we are World Series bound in my book, and you don't pony up enough to go get him. That to me is, and to Michelangelo and to Leonardo da Vinci,
speak for them,
is aberrant behavior by a front office. And with the Kawhi thing, are you kidding me? Like, Kawhi Leonard is a top three player in the top four, top three, however you want to look at it. One of the best players in the world, again. And we sat on our hands, apparently.
But then it sit on their hands. They chose not to go all in.
Listen, they tried. They wanted him.
Yeah.
We were star hunting. Hey, we just didn't star hunt hard enough. I'm sick of it. I am so sick of it. You know, like the LeBron thing, you know, I excuse that. I was like, hey, he was going to the Lakers no matter what. It was what it was. That's where he wanted to be. He pretended like we had a chance. His agent did too. It was fake. But these two, we legitimately were in the mix. All we had to do was put enough on the table to seal the deal. And we didn't. That's inexcusable. To me, I don't care what you had to put out there. They're that good. And we lost. We lost out. Now, with the Manny Machado thing, I'm holding on to the hope that possibly we can get him for 2019. You know, because of what we talked about yesterday with the luxury tax, the Dodgers being up against it. But the Kawhi thing, you know what? You failed. You failed. If you were really star hunting, you would have done what it took, and you didn't.
All right, 888-729-9494. So, reaction, it's a very unique situation. I honestly don't ever remember it in the history of Philadelphia sports, seeing not one but two major stars in their sports, baseball and basketball, essentially off the board within the same 24-hour time period in very similar situations.
And essentially on the board for Philadelphia teams.
There's no question.
And we failed at both.
Listen, I don't...
It makes me sick. I feel gross and sick.
All right, I don't ever remember it occurring before. Again, we'll take your reaction, 888-729-9494. So let me say this, John. I wholeheartedly disagree with you. And I've been very clear for a long time in the last few weeks and months with our show about this, about these two players. Like, do I love them like you do? Yeah, I do. I think they're wonderful players. I think they're both in the top, you know, five or six of their sport. I absolutely believe that. But the fact that you only get him for a year, or in Machado's case, 2 months on the current contract before he hits the open market again.
But then
again,
we pay him and keep him.
Listen, you don't know.
Let's get him now and keep him. Convince him to stay.
Listen,
that's what 2 months playing in Philadelphia will do.
One thing that really stood out to me. Now, look, again, we want your reaction on Machado and Kawhi. And did the Phillies mess up? Did the Sixers mess up? John obviously thinks they did. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe both organizations played this the right way.
Wait. How can you even say that? Joe, that is uninformed of you.
It's not uninformed.
Listen, I'm going on my emotion.
Joe,
I'm saying the way I feel about this.
Where do you think?
You don't know what they had on the table. You can't say they played it the right way. Neither of us know what they had on the table. You cannot wholeheartedly say... I totally approve of what they did. Listen, we lost.
Can I answer your question and ask a question at the same time? Where do you think Kawhi Leonard's going to play two basketball seasons from now?
For the Lakers now, for sure.
Okay.
Because they sent him to Toronto, where he doesn't want to be.
If he's going to play for the Lakers and be with them 12 months from now, why in the hell would I give up a ton for the guy?
Because he would have liked it here.
You don't know
John. We don't know any of this, Joe.
No, of course you don't. So it's all risk-reward. That's the thing.
And he said, the report said, that this was the one Eastern Conference team that he would be good with going to.
Yeah. Okay.
So that says something right there.
For 12 months. And then we
dominate with him, and he loves the experience, and we keep him. Just like what happened with Manny Machado.
And it might have happened. I can't tell you it wouldn't have happened, but you can't.
But you're
going to
look at the glass as half empty say they both would have left.
No, I look at here's the thing. I look at the foundation of both organizations, and I'm thrilled with where they are and where I still think they're headed. And, I look at both of them, and I think they're really well set up for the long term, and that this would, and it's an incredibly appealing option. John, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not poo-pooing the idea of going
for both
of them.
For the long term? You're saying the Sixers are set up for the long term?
Both.
We're set up for the long term to get to the Eastern Conference Finals every year?
So wait. Are the Sixers, because they made the playoffs for the first time and lost in the second round, that's it, everyone? Go home? It's over? They're only going to get better. Simmons and Embiid
They're
are only going to get better.
They're not going to get good enough unless they add a major.
They've said this themselves, Joe. They weren't.
What we have in our present incarnation, you're cool with just sticking here?
But stay.
No, we're good. We're going to win it all with this group.
The Golden State Warriors are going to win the championship this upcoming basketball season, guaranteed. Guaranteed. If the Golden State Warriors did not exist, John, I may be all in for your Kawhi thing, because I'd say, you know what? It gives me the leg up to get to the finals, and I have a legitimate chance to win the NBA championship this season. The problem is Golden State does exist. And so I believe Brett Brown and whatever form the decision-making tree exists with the 76ers did the right thing because he could leave. Now, I totally get your point. There's a chance that if you get these guys, that you can then keep them and you can convince them because they're happy and they reach the postseason. I'm not saying that's a faulty strategy. It makes a lot of sense, but I am saying that I still like the foundation here. And to me, it was a risk for 2 months or 12 months for Kawhi, not worth it for what you'd have to give up. And I guess a lot of this from the Sixers standpoint, and you and me, our standpoint here is, we sort of discussed Kawhi, and again, 888-729-9494. I think a lot of this comes down to how you feel about Markelle Fultz. Now, we all know any conversation about Markelle Fultz is a leap. We really don't know what's around the corner. I know this. I believe there's a better chance Fultz has a strong career than you think there is, and that's fine.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you're very down on Fultz, and I still hold out a pretty good amount of hope that this guy's going to be a pretty damn good player. We haven't seen it yet. I can't prove it.
I'm not gonna damn him and say there's no way he has a good career.
I get
that. Things are not looking good. You have to be realistic on this one, Joe. Like, you've got your head in the clouds on Markelle Fultz. You've got your head under the surface of the planet on everything else.
Down there with all those,
for some reason, Markelle Fultz, you're like, oh, yeah, hey, guess what? Things are looking beautiful.
I don't know that it's going to work out with Fultz. I believe there's a better chance that he gets this together than not. I can't prove when. I was very clear from the jump when this whole thing surfaced a couple months ago that I would trade Dario for Kawhi. I would not trade Fultz. And it seems, given the reporting that was out there, it seems, and again, we don't fully know, but it seems like that was the line of demarcation that the 76ers also held. As a fan, I appreciate that. Look, Markelle Fultz, he may be a total bust. He may go in the Tony Mandrich category someday as an all-time bust in the history of top three players ever selected in a draft. That very well could happen. But I would not give up on that guy yet for a guy for 12 months. Now, regarding Machado, and again, 888-729-9494. We'll take your reaction on all this. Where you stand on both teams and both decisions by both organizations to not go, clearly, to go in but not all in for Kawhi, in but not all in for Manny Machado. Regarding the Phillies, this is the way I look at it, Jim. Last night's All-Star game convinced me all the more for the Phillies not to go all in for Manny Machado now, and I'll tell you why. When I watched that game last night, one thing that really stood out to me is there are a lot of stars in Major League Baseball. There are a lot of great players. And admittedly, and I say this very candidly, and I've talked about this on the show many times over the last year and a half, you and I have done the show. I'm not entirely familiar with all the young players in Major League Baseball. I didn't watch the Phillies as much the last 4 or 5 years when they weren't as good. They weren't as interesting. And, you know, the Jeters and the David Ortiz and the Riveras and the Alex Rodriguez and these and the Ryan Howards and Chase Utley, these guys that were the stars of 10 years ago, they're all you know, retired or at the very end like Chase. Jimmy Rollins, all these big stars, Manny Ramirez. And so there's this whole new crop of stars in baseball. And quite candidly, I'm not entirely familiar over the last 3 or 4 years with all of them as I would have been in past years. But I'm getting back more into the baseball thing, enjoying the Philly season, obviously. And when I watched that game last night, one of the things that really stood out to me is Manny Machado's not the only one. He's good. Don't get me wrong. He is really awesome. But there are a lot of great players in baseball right now. And I like the Phillies where they stand and with the money they're going to have and the trade chips that they still have by not giving a huge package up for Machado. Man, they got a lot of options for guys they can go
after.
Wait
a second.
There's a lot
of... What you're saying makes no sense. Those other guys, a lot of other all-stars who were playing last night, which ones are up on the trading block?
There's going to be teams...
Who in that game is on the trading block and available for the Phillies to go get?
Many of the players whose teams are about to fall out of contention as we move to the trade deadline, there's probably 10 guys from that game last night that are going to be available over the next couple weeks.
Secretly, like...
No,
just
I mean,
on the down low?
All sorts of them. Like, Machado's...
You expect to, like, have a chance at,
yes,
at guys who played in that game
last
night?
Yes, I do.
Machado is the one that the Orioles were intent on moving.
Yes, correct.
It was a slam dunk. He was going.
Yep.
And we had a chance. We were in that mix. We were, in the finals for that.
There's no question
and
about
that. And we failed.
Well...
You really think other teams are going to move their all-stars
at
this point?
Yes, some will. Some will. So, look, we'll get inside it. Reaction on Machado not coming to the Phillies. Leonard not coming to the Sixers. Do you support the organization's decision to kind of hold the line or, like John, think that they were foolish? And ultimately, where does Michelangelo and Da Vinci come down in this conversation? Well, only the heavens can decide that. 888-729-9494.
All right,
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, how do you react to all this? It's a very unique situation. Two stars off the board, like simultaneously, and not coming to Philadelphia. 888-729.
Joe. You're not disappointed?
It's when you have the opportunity, sure, it's a little disappointing. I think they were wise. That's my opinion. I really believe that. 888-729-9494.